worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 1. These are the commands, decrees, and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home, and when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Then looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Thank you, Father, once again for the wonderful privilege of knowing you as our Lord and Savior. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father, our King of Kings, and our Lord of Lords. What a privilege it is to know that we're a part of your family and a part of your kingdom. And you've called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another. And you've anointed us and you've empowered us to be kingdom warriors who go forth on the battlefields of life victorious every day as we learn to take the sword of the Spirit and use it skillfully as warriors in your kingdom. Father, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit today. Thank you for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're grateful to have with us as a guest that's going to be with us for the first part of the program, Jade Holifield. She's been with us many times, and we're grateful. She's going to say a word of prayer with us at this time.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Parker. Let's go before the Lord. Father, thank you so much for Pastor Parker, the Hour of Intercession, Isaac. Thank you for their hearts. Pastor Parker, Lord, I thank you that Pastor Parker is such an encourager to every person, not only here at AFA, but even the listeners. Father, I ask that right now in the name of Jesus, that every person that is listening, including myself, Lord, that you would give us a desire for you. Help us to not desire the things of this world. Help us, Lord, to examine our hearts and to see those areas in our lives, Lord, where we are putting television first or careers first or children's first or other people or even caring about others' thoughts instead of desiring to care about what you think. Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would help us to walk in who we are in Christ. Help us, Lord God, to be in your word, to soak it in, to not only to devour it, Lord, but to chew on it, to ponder on it, and to live it out. Father, your word says, whether we are home or away, we make it our aim to please you. And Lord, one of many ways of pleasing you is not only obeying your word, but to get in your word. Father, I am so tired of how we as people allow the enemy to distract us with the things of this world. Father, I ask that you would give every individual, including myself, Lord, an eternal mindset, Lord God. Help us to know and to remember that our time here on this earth is very small, and that our ultimate goal while we are here on this earth is to glorify you with our actions, with our words, and everything that we do, Lord. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for the hour of intercession, and I thank you for what you're doing in the hearts of those who are tuning in. May we move from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. And let me just mention, too, I want to invite all of our listeners to pray much for Jade. She's going in a new direction ministry-wise, and we want you to pray for her because God has anointed her with many anointings and graces, and she's a gift to the body of Christ. And as she moves in a new direction, she could use your prayers. God is going to use her mightily everywhere she goes. Thanks, Jade, for being with us today.
Thank you, Pastor Parker.
And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to mention to all of our listeners, we want to encourage every listener to please, on an ongoing basis, continue to pray for our Ten Commandments project. It's a discipleship project, and we've been excited about how God has used it and continues to use it in many, many ways. And in just a moment, we're going to introduce one of our Ten Commandments project young people that did one of the speeches, did a great job with the speech, and she'll be sharing it with us on the broadcast today. But I want to remind you, too, that, again, as much as we do enjoy and have fun with the Ten Commandments project, I want to emphasize this. It's a serious discipleship project. Remember this. The Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28 is where God tells us as the church, go into all the world and make disciples. We're called to be disciples and to make disciples. And that is to be the great pastime of the church, being disciples and making disciples in the world. And it should flow through our life and our lifestyle every day of our lives. And of course, in many ways, it begins in our home. So we're grateful to have our guests that'll be on, and we look forward to having many more of the young people that did speeches. And all the speeches are outstanding. They really, really are. And you'll hear one of those outstanding speeches in just a few moments. But again, pray for all the young people that participated, but pray that more and more the Lord would continue to use the Ten Commandments Project to be a tool through which His Holy Spirit will reach to set people on fire with a passion to be a faithful disciple and to be involved in the great work of passionately making disciples as a lifestyle. We are very blessed and honored to have as our guests today Laramie Howard and Rylan. Laramie is the dad, and Rylan is a young lady that did one of the speeches. Laramie and Rylan, how are you all today?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us.
All right. An honor to have you all. And I want to say, Rylan, again, we're so grateful that you participated in the Ten Commandments Project. And Rylan, remind me again now, how old did you say you are?
I'm 12 years old.
You're 12 years old. Okay. And you're in what grade?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. All right. Well, again, once again, we want to say thank you so much for participating. You did an outstanding job with your speech, and we're going to lead off. We're going to go ahead and have you to go ahead and share your speech first, and then we'll come back to talk further with you. But if at this time, Rylan, if you'll go ahead and share your Ten Commandments Project speech challenge, the challenge speech. So if you'll go ahead and share your speech this time, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi, I'm Rylan Campbell, and I'm 12 years old, and today I'm going to be explaining some reasons why the Ten Commandments are important. The Ten Commandments are important because they are God's laws. They teach us to be more like Jesus and to show others Him, and to help guide them onto the right path by our witness. They are a clear view of how God expects us to be as Christians in order to follow in His footsteps. The Ten Commandments originated in Israel and were given to Moses to take care of. Something that is actually really cool about them is that Moses actually smashed the first pair of the Ten Commandments due to the Israelites worshiping false gods. They were given to them while they were trying to search for the Promised Land. They are a little over 2,000 years old right now. Currently, they lie in the Ark of the Covenant, hidden somewhere around the world. If we didn't have the Ten Commandments, there would be so much more lying, stealing, and murder. The world would just be so broken. They really help us to be more like Jesus and to follow them. They're very, very important things to have overall. Did you know that the Bible says if we follow them, we will live a very long life? We will be closer to God if we follow them. God also promises a world of blessings here on earth. If we follow them, then we can easily show others Jesus. They are very important also because we live as we are supposed to when we follow them. If God created us, then we know that we can trust in Him and that He knows what's best for us. The Ten Commandments aren't just random rules from God. They're very important laws for us to live a better life. They help us to see a very clear view of God's expectations for us as Christians here on earth. They help us to understand what it's like to truly follow Him. They are very, very important. In conclusion, they are very important because they were given us by a caring and loving God. They show us how much He loves us and wants us and wants the best for us. Thank you.
All right, Rylan. Excellent, excellent speech. Thank you so, so very much. And just as I was talking to you and your dad earlier, I'm hoping that the door will open for you to get a chance to share that outstanding speech in your own home church as well. So we hope that you will have that opportunity. But Rylan, you are also going to share a scripture for us. You're going to read Psalm 19 for us. Please go ahead if you're ready now.
Yes, sir. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims the work of His hands. Day after day they pour out speech, night after night. They communicate knowledge. There is no speech, there are no words. Their voice is not heard. Their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the inhabited world. In the heavens He has a pitched tent for the sun. It is like a groom coming from the bridal chamber. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from it. The instruction of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The conceits of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The commandments of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold and an abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey dripping from the comb. In addition, your servant is warned by them. There is great reward in keeping them. Who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule over me. Then I will be innocent and cleansed from my blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen. Amen. Rylan, again, you're an outstanding reader. Thank you for sharing that. Psalm 19 is a beautiful psalm, and it's a unique psalm in a number of ways. Thank you for sharing that particular one. Lord, thank you for Rylan. Thank you for all the other wonderful young people that participated in the project. And Lord, I thank you. I believe, Lord, that we ended up with around 50 or so children that did the speeches. But thank you for each young person, to the time and the energy that they took to do their Bible study and preparation to prepare the speeches. And thank you for beautiful speeches like the one Rylan just shared. Father, do a perfect work in their hearts. Use them more and more to share truth in a world that desperately needs to hear truth from your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. writes your name, the tears down wall. And every enemy will fall. So we will stand and we will fight. That every wrong would be made right. There is power in this room. Oh, I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's life.
Music of Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're blessed and honored to have as phone guests today Laramie Howard, who is the dad, and Rylan Howard, who is his daughter, who participated in our Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge. And in the first segment, Rylan did share her outstanding speech on why the Ten Commandments are important, as well as read a beautiful scripture, Psalm 19, a very powerful passage with a lot of insight and wisdom in it as well. And Rylan, you said you're 12 years old?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you're 12? You sound like you might be about 25 or so. I don't know. You're sure you're 12, though, right?
Yes, sir. I'm 12.
Okay. All righty. Well, Rylan, again, we really appreciate you participating. And I want to ask, would you take time now to pray for young people that they would come to know Christ and also would begin to grow up and become strong disciples in our world and our culture that needs a lot of prayer right now? Would you pray for them at this time?
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this for another opportunity to share your word each and every day. And I pray that the youth and the young children would just do things that, like, of your will, and just please help them see a clear path to come to you and to share the word of the Bible to, like, to other people, and just please help them to be able to know what's right and do things not for other people, just for your will. And just please help them to see how, like, important it is to show Christ in this broken world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Rylan. And again, thank you for being with us today. And I want to say this to our listeners. You know, from time to time we may hear people say, when we talk about the Ten Commandments Project, they may say, well, you know, people don't get saved by keeping the Ten Commandments. That's true. You get saved through receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way to be saved, through receiving Christ as Lord and Savior. However, keep in mind, the Ten Commandments are the moral law of God. They do not change. When somebody says, well, that's Old Testament, they don't understand God's moral law is eternal. It's Old Testament, New Testament, and it will never, ever go out of style. And it's relevant to every culture, every people. And some of the biggest problems and challenges we face in our world and our culture today are a result of people not following them and not keeping them, not walking in their wisdom. So again, young people like Rylan are outstanding leaders and role models for people of all ages in our culture as they share truth drawn from the Ten Commandments. And so, Laramie, again, thank you so much, you and your wife, for allowing Rylan to participate. Wanted to ask you a few questions, too, as the dad. First, were you a little surprised that Rylan was willing to be a part of this project? Did that surprise you at all that she wanted to do this?
Yeah, I will say we were pleasantly surprised. We knew when we took it to her that she'd be interested in it. Mm-hmm. But it was awesome to see kind of how she took it and ran with it.
Okay, well, we're so glad that you did allow her to and have her do and did an outstanding job. Can you share, are there any ways that you saw her grow or further develop or learn things that you saw her learn in the midst of her, you know, putting her speech together, doing the Bible study, doing the preparation? What did you see happen in Rylan's life as the dad?
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say what was interesting for me, her mama is her Sunday school teacher. Okay. And this challenge came down through the Sunday school program at our church. And, you know, there's a little bit of, like, your mom's a Sunday school teacher. You think you're going to, you know, you might not have much of a choice in the matter, right? But we left it up to her. Mm-hmm. And then to really see, and it's what I love as a dad, one of my favorite things being a dad is seeing my kids take something and just make it their own and excel at it. And so to see her dig in, you know, we didn't have to hold her hand, and she wrote it herself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to just really see it resonate with her and her learn things about the history of the Ten Commandments and about, I don't know, was it a surprise that they're still somewhere in the Ark of the Covenant for you? Did you know that before you started doing all this stuff?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, look at me. I didn't know what you knew. But so just to see her kind of go through the process and really be excited about it and to sit down. And I'll tell you, I don't know how many times she revised that speech, Brother Parker, but she made it her own. Mm-hmm. And to really just, it was the passion of it was what was so exciting to me. It was a proud dad moment for sure.
Mm. Well, again, she did a great job. And I really want to emphasize this too, and something I say pretty regularly when we talk about the Ten Commandments Project, it's a discipleship project. Now, again, we're grateful that it is fun, it's challenging, and it's been a great experience for us to be able to provide it. But at the same time, it's a very serious project from this standpoint. We live in a world where young people are dying because of a lack of coming to know Jesus who are drowning in darkness that comes from whether it's the internet or their cell phones. God's word is pure light, and God's word is truth, which sets us free. And so we're so grateful that to have all the young people that participate, and our hope is that it will continue to just spread like wildfire to encourage more parents to do projects, whether they're participating in our project or not, doing discipleship projects like this, because it's so good for young people. It really, really is. And in all seriousness, Rylan sounds like she's much more mature than 12 years old, and she clearly is being used of the Lord as others hear the speech and the truth she's sharing through her speech then. So, Rylan, just one more quick question I want to ask you. Do you think it's important for young people to read the Word of God every single day? Do you think that's important?
Yes, I think that's very important.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, did you want to say something else about that?
Well, yes, sir. I think it's really important because, like, with all the social media, it's, like, telling you stuff that's not true. And, like, all the atheists around and, you know, and, like, these kids, like, it's hard to, like, understand, like, what's right and what's wrong. Like, sometimes it's, like, the world will, like, manipulate it and stuff. And, like, with all the preachers who, like, are, like, just don't do it just to spread the word, like, it's just hard to know, like, where to go to, like, with all the lies that's being spread, so...
That's true. That is so true. And again, that's one more reason why, just in line with what you just shared, every young person, as well as every adult, really needs to read God's Word every day, because God's Word is reliable, it's truth, and it's what the world desperately needs. So thank you so much, Rylan. And so Laramie, would you take time now specifically to pray for parents, that parents would become much more serious when it comes to the work of discipling their children, helping them to come to know Christ, and then helping them to grow up and grow strong in their walk with the Lord as well.
Yes, sir. Dear Lord, we come to you today so appreciative of this opportunity, of this ministry that we've been lucky enough to be a part of, Lord, and we thank you for a church that presented it to us. We also understand that we doesn't need to 50 kids is great. It's a great start. It's a phenomenal start for a project, Lord, but it needs to be every child of Christian parents in this country, Lord. We need to have a reawakening, a revival in our culture, and that starts in your church, Lord. And we thank you so much for the opportunities and the fact that we do live in a country where we can do that. We have the freedom to do that, Lord, but I pray that Brittany and I and other parents will just continue to train and raise our kids in the way they should go, Lord. And a big, big part of that is understanding the Ten Commandments and just the background of our faith as Christians, Lord. And please just help parents that may prioritize other things realize the just absolute vitality of making sure that their kids are growing up in a church, actively involved in a church, not just when it's convenient, but all the time, Lord, growing in you and every day in the Word, starting with the dad as the spiritual head of the household, Lord, and ensuring that their kids are raised up and nurtured from both parents and loved on and just held to account, Lord. We thank you so much for Jesus and for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us that we don't deserve, Lord. We thank you, and we just want to glorify you in everything we do. Please forgive us where we fail us, where we fail you, Lord. In your own name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Laramie. And let me say this too. I'm going to say a word of prayer as well in relation to that. I want to say to every listener again, it is so important that we understand this, that discipleship of our children, our families is very, very important. Husbands and wives, we're to disciple one another. Dads and moms, we're to disciple our children. And I want to say to every parent listening, there's lots and lots of joy and encouragement found in doing the work of discipleship. And let me tell you part of why that's so important. Remember when we're, for example, pretty regularly, I challenge parents to have their children to read no less than 3 chapters in the Word of God out loud to their parents every single day. Some parents do it, some don't. But if you're not doing it, I would encourage you to start that habit today. Let me tell you why that's so important. When your child is reading the Word of God, the Word of God is the source of all wisdom, grace, joy, peace, and power. God's Word is the source of all of that. And God's Word is also Jesus. So when your child is reading the Word of God, they're spending time with Jesus. They're spending time interacting with Jesus. And not only are they reading the Word of God, Jesus is reading them. He's working on them as well. So parents, if you don't have that habit of having your child read 3 chapters out loud to you every day, it only takes about 15 minutes or so, if that. But it's literally one of the most fruitful habits for your family in life. So hope that you'll start that. Father, thank you again for Laramie. Thank you for Rylan, and thank you for all the other young people and their parents that participated in the project. But Lord, thank you for the wonderful work and opportunity we have of helping to disciple our children. Lord, what a blessing. What an honor it is to have a part in helping our children to come to know you as Lord and Savior and thus receive eternal life. What a privilege it is to teach and encourage them to get involved with growing up and becoming mature believers that not only will be blessed, but will be a blessing to the world. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to help our children to grow up and to mature in their faith so that they become a part of the solution to the world's problems and not a part of the problem. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that more and more you're raising up children to become child warriors who live for your glory, who live for the building of your kingdom. And Lord, help us to be mindful, Lord, that our children are so gifted and have so many strengths that you put inside of them. We as the church need to put our kids to work for building of God's kingdom, shining for Christ in a world that's so dark, a world that so desperately needs the light of Jesus. And help us to know, Lord, that you can shine powerfully and mightily through every child whose life belongs to you. Thank you for Rylan and all the other young people that you're using. More and more, help us as the church to do our job, to by the power of your Holy Spirit, help them to be set on fire of the fire of the Holy Spirit and burn for Christ every single day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Laramie and Rylan, thank you all so much. And Rylan, you think it's a possibility we might can get you back sometime to read scripture for us again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we certainly hope that we will do that. And also, I just want to mention this in all seriousness. My hope is that all the young people that participate in the Ten Commandments Project will continue to be a part of our ministry family because we have other challenges and other things we'd like to encourage them to be a part of that are not just fun. Yes, they'll be fun projects, but they're serious projects that help us build the kingdom of God and tear down the kingdom of darkness. So thank you all so much again. And Lord, we thank you for Sister Brittany and thank you for the rest of the family and just your grace working in their lives. We thank you for the baby, Lord, that's recovering from whatever illness that the babe's dealing with. Father, touch that baby. Minister healing and wholeness to the baby's life in Jesus' name. Father, fill their home with light, grace, and peace. Thank you for their church family. Thank you for the church that is nurturing and encouraging them. Thank you for how that their church is a blessing to them. And Lord, thank you for how that they too are a blessing to their church family. Thank you for their pastor, whoever he may be, and the great job he's doing as he's seeking to help the members of that flock to grow up and grow strong in the Lord. Father, anoint their church with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. And Lord, thank you for, again, Brother Laramie. Thank you for Rylan. Thank you for Sister Brittany. Thank you for the rest of the family. Thank you for their whole church family. Thank you for every believer listening. And thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of our lives. Lord, bless each and every one of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mighty upon each one of us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. And Lord, set us on fire with the spirit of prayer. Lord, you told us in your word to pray without ceasing. Teach us and empower us to do that faithfully every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Laramie and Rylan, thank you so much for being with us today. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
An honor to have you on. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we were privileged to have as our phone guests in the first two segments, Laramie Howard, who is the dad, and Rylan Howard, a young lady that's 12 years old who acts like she's a whole lot older than 12 years old in terms of her spiritual maturity. Rylan Howard, we were grateful to have them. And again, Rylan did a great job in sharing her speech. I want to encourage our listeners to take the podcast, broadcast such as this, and share them far and wide for this reason. Again, keep in mind, we live in a day and time in which our culture in many ways is trying to assault us, coming against truth and trying to spread darkness. Remember, God's word is pure light. And so when we have young people like Rylan that understand, who know Jesus and who are involved in being disciples and involved in the work of making disciples, well, a speech like that can inspire anyone her age or older. So please do take the podcast and share it and invite other people to listen to this one. And our plans is to feature many of the speeches that the young people did do for our Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge this year. So I hope that you'll continue to listen and get a chance to be blessed by them. Now, we have mentioned another project, and I'm going to share with you about it in a little bit. But I want to take time now to read Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, where you find the Ten Commandments. Once again, to every parent listening, if you don't already have the habit of having each of your children to read no less than 3 chapters out loud to you every day. I really want to encourage you, Lord willing, to start that important discipleship project in your home today. Because remember, when our children are consuming the Word of God, when they're reading God's Word, they're spending time with Jesus, they're spending time in the presence of Jesus, there's nothing our children need more than the powerful Word of God. So, and having them to read through the Ten Commandments often is a wise truth as well. We're pouring truth and light into the heart and the mind of a child. Again, this is Exodus 20, starting at verse 1. Then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the 3rd and 4th generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the 7th day is a Sabbath of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in six days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the 7th day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Recently, we've had on more than one occasion a great servant of the Lord, a gentleman by the name of Brother Charlie Wysong. He's a gentleman. Brother Charlie happens to live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the Lord is using him to head up a project that he too calls the Ten Commandments Project. It just so happens to have the same title as ours. But part of what he's doing, he's encouraging believers to get yard signs that have the Ten Commandments on both sides and placing it in your yard. Now, let me say this. We're encouraging every listener to prayerfully consider getting one of these yard signs and putting it in your yard. Now, you might ask, well, why is that so significant, or is it significant? Well, let me say it's huge. It's much bigger than you might tend to think. And one of the reasons being is because, for example, at the beginning of the broadcast, we read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Now, amongst other things, that passage is talking about decorating our home with the Word of God. But it speaks about not only in our home, but it speaks about at our gates as well. So decorating the outside of your home is important too. Well, I had the privilege of getting one of the signs and I placed it in my yard. And after my wife, Bertie, and I, we put it in our yard, our neighbor wanted one and now she has one as well. And so we have 2 Ten Commandments signs on our street as a wonderful witness, because to be honest, other than political signs, you don't see a whole lot of these kind of signs in people's yards. And it has the Ten Commandments on both sides so that you can see the Ten Commandments coming and going. Brother Charlie shared of one person who got one of these signs and put it in their yard. And he shared that this individual had some neighbors who, it was an older couple that just cussed and cussed and cussed. And he said after he put the sign up, they stopped cussing. Well, praise the Lord. There's power in God's word. So remember, when we are wise enough to decorate our world with the Word of God, God's Word will not return to him void. God's Word has power in it, that some of which we don't even begin to comprehend. So placing God's Word in strategic places is just a wise thing to do. If you'd like to get one of the yard signs, I want to encourage you to do that. The website for information about how to do that is 10laws.us. Again, 10laws.us. And it has information about how you can get one of the yard signs. And again, my encouragement is get one and encourage others you know to get them as well. Brother Charlie's goal is he wants to get 1 million yard signs put up. I would encourage every single listener, prayerfully try to help Brother Charlie get 1 million plus put out. I hope that you will take the time to do that. Certainly hope that you will. I want to take time now to share an article, and hopefully we'll get through it, but it's an article as we often do, and I hope that you'll email us to get a copy of it as well to share. It's entitled The Child Warrior, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Then Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20 tell us, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Spiritual warfare is a reality of life. Life is not a playground. Life is not a beach. Life is a battlefield. So it's critical that we understand that life is not a game. It's not a game in which those who oppose you think themselves to be bound by a certain set of rules. The devil is our enemy, plain and simple. He hates all people, especially people of faith. This is the truth for every man and woman on earth. But know that this is not a reason for any believer to despair. Be mindful that Christ told us, but take heart, I have overcome the world, John 16:33. Spiritual warfare is a reality for children and youth, as much as it is for adults. It doesn't change for children and youth just because they're young. The devil isn't trying to give children a break. He doesn't care about children. He hates children as much as he hates adult human beings. A picture of how the devil feels about children can be seen in abortion. He hates them and wants to destroy them. We as followers of Christ would be wise to do our part to very effectively equip our children for the battlefield of life. We would be wise to seek to equip them as young warriors that every day have to step out on the same battlefield. How tragic it is to see in the news, children as tragic casualties in the spiritual warfare of life. Teens murdering other teens, youth and children committing suicide, very young children hooked on drugs and selling them, children bullying other children, and the list could go on and on. How important it is that we take serious the important task of discipling our young people, helping them too to become warriors that step out on the battlefield and know how to be victorious. Well, for time reasons, we're going to cut off there. But if you'd like to get a copy of that article, the article's entitled The Child Warrior, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you again, joseph@afr.net. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a great day to make that very, very important step. If you'd like to be saved and give your life to Christ today, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch with us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. Again, joseph@afr.net. And if you'd like to get a copy of the article, The Child Warrior, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.